Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, how to say my bad without feeling like you lost.
Let's get into it. Okay, I want to tell you something that happened yesterday at work.
Oh, this sounds like a story.
It's a small one, but it's been on my mind all day. It is. So I'm at work, we're in a meeting. Three people, my manager, a colleague, and me. Small meeting room, whiteboard behind us, coffee cups on the table. My colleague says something about a project timeline. She says the client review is this Friday, so we need to send the draft by Thursday noon.
Uh-huh.
And I immediately think that's wrong. I remember the timeline differently. I was sure about it.
You're confident.
Very. So I say with total confidence, actually, I think the deadline is next Friday, not this Friday. The client is traveling this week.
Sounds reasonable.
It would be if I was right, but I wasn't. My manager looks at the email she sent last week. She scrolls. Scrolling is never a good sign, you know? You know when someone scrolls through their email in front of you? That moment is so uncomfortable. And she says, I just double-checked. The client confirmed this Friday. She's not traveling until next month.
Oof. The scroll of shame.
Exactly. So now I'm standing there in front of two people, and I was wrong, out loud. My first thought is, find a way out. Say something like, oh, I thought the email said next Friday, maybe I read it too quickly, or I must have mixed it up with another project. You know, anything that doesn't sound like I was wrong.
Oh, I know that feeling. The brain goes into defense mode immediately.
Instantly. It's like a switch flips. I could feel my heart speed up a little. My face got warm. All because of a calendar date. A date. Not a dangerous animal. Not a car accident. A date on a calendar.
But that's human, right? Nobody likes being wrong in front of other people.
Exactly. And it wasn't even a big deal. It was a date. Not a fight. Not a crisis. Just, I said something. And it wasn't true. That's all it was. But my body reacted like I was in danger.
So what did you do?
I took a breath. And then, I don't know why, I just said it. I said, you know what? You're right. I mixed up the dates. My bad.
Just like that?
Just like that. Six words. Three syllables for my bad. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing bad happened at all. My manager said, no worries, easy mistake. And we moved on to the next topic. That was it. The meeting continued. No drama.
So all that fear for nothing.
Exactly. But I felt, how do I describe it? Lighter. Like I was carrying a small stone in my pocket, and I took it out and left it on the table. The rest of the meeting, I was fully present. I wasn't thinking about what I said. I wasn't planning my next defense. I just listened. I contributed. It was normal.
Huh. So you said my bad and the world didn't end and you actually felt better?
It didn't end. And I did. But here's the thing. I spent the rest of the meeting thinking about it. Not in a bad, anxious way. I was curious. I was thinking, why did my first instinct tell me to defend myself? Why is it so hard to just say I was wrong? It's six words. It takes 2 seconds to say, but my brain treated it like a fight for survival, like saying my bad would cost me something.
And what did it cost you?
Nothing. It cost me nothing. It actually gave me something, a lighter afternoon.
I think I know why it felt so hard. I read something interesting a few days ago. There's this study about apologies. University did it. They asked people to imagine a situation someone makes a small mistake at work. Then they asked, would you trust that person more if they admitted it or if they tried to explain it away? And the result was clear. People trust the person who says, my bad, way more than the person who makes excuses.
Really?
Yeah. Because saying I was wrong shows you're honest. It shows you care more about the truth than about looking good. And that makes people trust you.
That makes sense. But I think the problem isn't just about looking weak or looking trustworthy. For me, at least, it's something else. When I was standing there in that meeting, the thought in my head wasn't, they won't trust me. It was, if I say I'm wrong, I lose.
Lose what?
I don't know. That's the thing. Lose face, lose the argument, lose my position. But there was no argument. Nobody was fighting with me. My manager just calmly said the date was this Friday. That's not a fight. That's just information. But my brain turned it into a competition. Me versus reality.
And reality won.
Reality always wins. But my brain didn't want to accept that. So it tried to create a reality where I was still right.
Right. That's the thing. We treat being wrong like losing a game. But it's not a game. It's just reality. You were wrong about a date. That's all. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you less smart. It doesn't change who you are. It just means you remembered something wrong.
Exactly. But in that moment, my brain didn't know the difference. It just went into fight mode. Heart beating, face warm, mind racing, all for a calendar date. A date that doesn't even matter to me personally. It's a work thing.
Interesting. So how did you actually get out of fight mode?
I think I just got tired. I was standing there and I could feel my brain trying to find a way out. It was like watching a little machine work. Say the email was confusing. Say the timeline changed. Say you were thinking of another project. And I just thought, this is exhausting. It's a Friday date. Who cares? Just say it and move on.
So you said it because you were too tired to fight.
Honestly, yes. I was too tired to keep the defense going. And the funny thing is, the second I said my bad, the fight mode just disappeared. Just like that. My heart slowed down. My face cooled. I was free. All because I said 6 words.
You know, yesterday we talked about how a 3-minute ritual, something small and seemingly useless, can change your evening. It's the same idea here, isn't it? A small thing, saying my bad, changes the rest of your day.
That's exactly it. I said 6 words. And my afternoon was completely different. I wasn't thinking about the meeting. I wasn't replaying it in my head. I wasn't preparing a follow-up email to clarify my position. I just participated, listened, contributed like a normal person.
So the twist is, saying you're wrong doesn't make you the loser. It sets you free.
Yeah. It's like, you're not admitting defeat. You're just choosing peace over a fight that doesn't exist. And honestly, that's a much better feeling than being right. Speaking of which, let me ask you something. We talked about saying my bad, but what other words do we need to talk about this kind of situation?
Good question. Let's look at some words that help us talk about admitting mistakes and moving on.
Number one, admit.
Admit. Verb. It means to say that something is true, especially when you don't want to say it. I admitted I was wrong about the date. It's hard in the moment, but it feels so much better after you say it.
Number two, defensive.
Defensive. Adjective. It means ready to protect yourself from criticism. He got defensive when I asked about the mistake. You know that feeling when someone questions you and your first reaction is to push back instead of listening.
Number three, mistake.
Mistake. Noun. Something you did that was wrong. I made a mistake. It happens. Everyone makes mistakes. At work, at home, everywhere. The important thing is what you do after you realize it. You can hide it or you can own it.
Number four, apologize.
Apologize. Verb. To say you're sorry. I apologize to my colleague for the confusion. It doesn't have to be a long speech. A simple sorry or my bad is enough. Short and direct.
That's what I did yesterday. Just my bad. 2 words.
Exactly. Number five, honest, honest, adjective, truthful, not lying. It's better to be honest than to pretend you're right. Being honest saves so much energy. You don't have to remember what you said or keep the story straight.
Number 6, trust.
Trust, noun, the belief that someone is reliable and honest. When you admit your mistakes, people trust you more. It sounds backwards. You'd think admitting a mistake makes you look bad, but research shows it does the opposite.
That's the twist we talked about earlier.
Exactly. Number 7, relief.
Relief. Noun, the good feeling when something difficult is over. After I said sorry, I felt a huge sense of relief. That's the feeling I want every time I make a mistake.
Number 8, move on.
Move on, phrasal verb. To stop thinking about something and go forward. I made a mistake, I admitted it, and now I can move on. That's the goal, not to be perfect, but to be able to move on without carrying the weight.
Number 9, take responsibility.
Take responsibility, phrase. To accept that something is your job or your fault. She took responsibility for the error, and everyone respected her for it. It sounds like a big thing, but it can be as simple as saying, my bad, in a meeting.
And number 10, forgive.
Forgive, verb, to stop being angry at someone for a mistake. Can you forgive yourself for a small mistake? Sometimes the hardest person to forgive is yourself. We're quick to forgive others when they say sorry, but we hold on to our own mistakes for way too long. We replay them in our heads. We don't let go.
All right, real talk. After all of this, what's the one thing you want people to take away?
Just this, the next time you make a small mistake, and you will, we all do. Try saying my bad or I was wrong before your brain tells you to defend yourself. Just try it once. See what happens.
I like that. Not always apologize. Just try it once as an experiment.
Yeah. Treat it like a science experiment. Hypothesis. Saying I was wrong will feel bad. Test it once. See if the hypothesis is true. I tested it yesterday in that meeting, and I was wrong about my hypothesis.
You were wrong about being wrong.
Exactly, because I think the fear is bigger than the reality. I was so scared to say my bad in that meeting. I thought I would look weak. I thought people would think less of me, but they didn't. They said no worries and moved on. I just looked honest. And that felt a lot better than being right.
So the small action is the next time you make a mistake, admit it within 5 seconds. Don't wait. Don't defend. Just say it before your brain catches up.
5 seconds. That's all you need. Before your brain has time to build a wall, say, I was wrong, my bad. And then take a breath and see how you feel. I promise you, the relief is better than the temporary satisfaction of winning an argument that didn't exist.
And if it feels weird?
It will feel weird the first time. It felt weird for me. I felt my face get warm. But 10 seconds later, I was fine, and the rest of my afternoon was better than it would have been if I had kept defending myself. I went home feeling good instead of replaying the conversation in my head.
That's the key, isn't it? You're not saying I'm a bad person. You're saying I'm a person who made a mistake. And that's okay. We all do it.
Right. So here's my small invitation for today. Think of one small mistake you made recently. Just one. Maybe at work, maybe with a friend, maybe just with yourself. And ask yourself, is it too late to say something? Maybe it's not. Maybe a quick, hey, I was wrong about that thing the other day is all it takes to make you feel lighter.
I like that. A tiny message, a small, my bad, and then you're free to move on.
Because saying my bad doesn't mean you lost. It means you chose peace over a fight that didn't need to happen. And honestly, that's a pretty good trade. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.